waited for him ever since we met. I'll wait for him now. I remember listening to the men in their pristine uniforms and shiny buttons who had arrived at the house. They told Karen how sorry they were that Toby's body still hadn't been recovered. They had lost hope, and in turn, so did she. If they couldn't find his body, how could they return his remains? I watched her crumple to the floor, her sobs uncontrollable, heart-wrenching, and my licks did little to console her. At first, she was like me. She refused to believe. Since the day the men came, she hasn't been able to work. Instead, I comfort her as she sits on the bench in the backyard overlooking her beloved flowers. She strokes my back for hours on end as she struggles to accept the news. She sips cup after cup of tea, and I make sure I'm close to her so that she knows she isn't alone. Unlike me, it's too painful for her to hope, so I'll bear the burden. I'll be the one to wait for Toby. All of her days recently have been filled with tears, but today has been her saddest day. The man who prayed and stood by the stone drove away hours ago. He held Karen's hand and stayed with her long after the men in uniforms had come and gone. My ears still hurt from the sad tones that came from the music one of them had played. The flag Karen holds crackles as she clutches it against her chest and gets to her feet. Startled by the noise, I raise myself into a sitting position but make no attempt to stand. She shakes her head and gives me a look I don't see often. Her frustration with me is clear. She thrusts the handle of the umbrella into the wet grass and positions it over me. It has been a long day. I'm weary with the weight of all of my 12 years bearing down on my tired bones. My eyes grow heavy as I stare at the stone in the middle of the grassy expanse. A breeze tickles my nose and I sniff the air again, but Toby isn't there. Karen walks away through the wet grass, and I shut my eyes. The crunch of her footsteps on the asphalt pathway wakes me, and I have no idea how long she's been gone. She's concealed under a bright yellow raincoat, trudging across the grass, carrying an armful of stuff from her car, a bowl of food, and one for water. "You need to eat, buddy. Please." Tears dot her cheeks. "I can't lose you, too." She puts a piece of my favorite pumpkin cookie treat next to my mouth, and I remember the first one Toby ever bought me. I recognize the thick, bone-shaped confection drizzled with yogurt glaze. They're crunchy on the outside, softer on the inside, and have a spicy flavor that always makes me drool. My nose draws in the comforting scent of cinnamon, nutty flour, and egg. The mellow aroma of pumpkin softens the savory peanut butter scent. My nose twitches. My body's urge to leap for a bite is overwhelming, and I can't help the drool forming in my mouth. Natural instincts are hard to control. Our instincts are so deep we cannot resist them. Since Toby's been gone, Karen's taking to baking me treats. I love licking the bowl after she's scooped out all the batter. Pre-washing. That's my job. Each night after dinner, I take up my appointed position in front of the dishwasher. Karen gives some of the plates a cursory rinse, but I handle the rest. I run my tongue over all the silverware and get any stray food from between the tines of the forks. My favorite nights are the ones when she uses the outdoor grill. She never rinses the platter, and I relish the juice and bits of meat that are always left over. She looks so sad. I take the treat from the ground, and that at least makes her smile, just for a moment. She tugs on my collar. "Can you get up, buddy?" I'm too tired to comply. She walks back to her car and returns with one of my old beds. The rain has stopped, and she removes her hood while she puts down a ratty towel on the grass and positions my bed. "Get on the bed, buddy. Come on. Be a good boy." I recognize the worry she's feeling. She reeks of sorrow and despair, and I don't want to cause her any more grief than she has already endured. I struggle to raise myself. She bends and helps me, placing her soft hands, the hands that always smell like flowers, under me.